May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, April 22nd, 2023. And today is Earth Day, so I'll be focusing on the big picture of global transformation that is coming so fast and furious that many people are just checking out doing media fasts to avoid going crazy from listening to lamestream media, if you know what I mean. I mean, it's, boy, amazing changes going on out there, folks. This last week, I had a powwow in a teepee on the edge of town with John Bluefeather, a wilderness photographer with numerous cosmic experiences canoeing and camping with his teepee in the Alaskan Yukon. So John and I were discussing how crazy things were getting, and then he shared his cosmic perspective on the cycle of chaos we see ourselves in. We were waxing philosophic at the time, and he explained the analogy of metamorphosis from caterpillar to butterfly and how global civilization right now is at that stage in the chrysalis where the caterpillar has disintegrated and is reintegrating into a beautiful butterfly. Now, some beautiful butterflies have already emerged, like Robert Kennedy Jr., who just announced he's running for president this week, and more on that later. But first, it's time for a cosmic weather report. So, as listeners of the show know, I get into cosmic weather with the astrology psychology. And for those who are new to quantum field astrology psychology, it's good to understand the order of the universe whereby the quantum source field around the Earth and between our ears is connected to very subtle energies of our solar system with when there's different configurations of planets that step down the deep space energy of the 12 constellations like transformers in the source field that trigger different individuals in different ways based on their unique astrology psychology. Now, this may sound like gobbledygook to some people that are into the quantum everything and what the bleep do we know about quantum everything, but this is actually the same principle of subtle bioenergy involved with healing with homeopathic remedies that demonstrated quantum healing properties with frequencies 100 years before quantum science even became a thing. Now go back thousands of years to ancient China when they were having a golden age while Europe was having a dark age. Common medical practice in China back then and to this day is acupuncture for redirecting energy currents in the body to optimize healing. Now think about that. The quantum field energy meridians in the body and the quantum order of the universe has been known and taught for millennia in the East, but suppressed in the West with the takeover of natural healing by pharmaceutical protocols of drugs for whatever ails you for the last 100 years in America. I'll go into that a little bit later in the show. The fruit of that system of pharmaceutical medicine can now be seen in vaccines that cause more harm than good, but I digress. It was the ancient Chinese who taught how the kingdom of heaven is truly within you and infused into your quantum matrix from the time of conception when a single fertilized egg replicates into trillions of cells to create your body in your mother's womb, a miracle of gestation over 9 months. The ancient Chinese had an understanding of the order of the universe, the quantum order of the universe, with the age of wisdom. You know, again, this was thousands of years ago when there was a golden age in China, where they understood pregnancy as a bioenergy dynamic whereby the 12 lower vertebrae in the mother's back steps down the 12 space, deep space energies of the 12 constellations to create a bioenergetic cosmic womb in the mother where body cells rapidly replicate with creative tension that sets the quantum matrix of the kingdom of heaven within you. You know, that bioenergetic field created by the 12 constellations in the Taurus field within the cosmic womb, you might say, setting the matrix for our astrology psychology, you know, with the first fire breath, you know, when the baby's born, they spank them on the bottom and they wail And that's the time, you know, of your birth chart in natal astrology. So that the kingdom of heaven then within you begins, you know, like a cosmic clock that begins ticking. And, of course, there continues to be transiting influences with your astrology psychology. And, of course, that's what I look at with the Cosmic Weather Report, which, you know, and as far as that goes, you know, right now as I speak, the sun has gone into the sign of Taurus, the bull, which has a stabilizing influence, if not stubborn as in bullheaded. So the energy has changed. We've come out of Aries, and a lot of intense energy in Aries this last week with energy with the sun conjuncting the Jupiter in Aries, and a lot of intense cardinal fire energy, very expansive, that's been going on, very intense. So the level of intensity, you know, it's kind of stabilizing now. Like I say, it's the energy of Taurus is more down to earth, more earthy. It is an earth sign. And the moon is in Gemini and about to meet up with Venus. It's about to conjunct Venus. So this is a good time for a live show on the higher mental understanding of cosmic love for wholeness and healing, blessing and sealing of global humanity on the cusp of Aquarius. That's the big picture. So anyway, so much for the cosmic far side that will be common sense in the quantum age. Again, I'm kind of pushing out the envelope. There's a certain type of people that listen to the Cosmic Love Show, and they're willing and interested in kind of going to the far side and seeing where things are going from a cosmic perspective. So welcome to this show on the spirit of a new common sense that is glowing and going global. It's like the sun is glowing and going, the sun of co-creation, the sun of enlightenment, the sun of Aquarius. And there's stuff going on in Aquarius right now, and we're going into the astrology psychology, but this is a good time, this kind of cosmic window while I'm doing the show live with the astrology psychology to get into this subject of what's going on this Earth Day 2023. Now, I begin this newsletter, compendium, videos and articles of the last couple of weeks that you won't see in the lamestream media. I'm getting this presentation on the subject of a new common sense is going global. This is part of the 2023 Mainstream Awakening series. I highly recommend those who can, if you're, you know, those who are listening live, can get an overview of what I'm talking about, and if those who can pull up another window on your computer, you can go to 2023 Mainstream Awakening series, and that's at heartcom.org. That's the series I've been doing since the first of the year, and you can pull up this narrative newsletter. This narrative I'm going through, it is this newsletter I'm sending out, you know, to the list. If you're not on my list, you can always email me at heartcom@mcn.net. That's heartcom at mcn.net. That's not MSN, it's mcn.net. And I'll put you on the list, and you can leave anytime. There's about 5,000 people on the radio show list. And you can leave anytime with one click if it's too much information, but if you want to keep in touch, or you can just always go to that webpage that's provided. And once you go to the link I gave you, and you can tune into that anytime if you want to bookmark 2023 Mainstream Awakening series. I'm posting once or twice a week these newsletter compendiums, again, videos and articles that I curate that are on the alternative news media that are really, I think, you know, from my experience, cosmic love experience, doing the show 15 years and vetting and curating thousands of videos and articles and trying to keep my finger on the pulse of the collective consciousness and what's happening, where it's going, and by God's grace, how we're going to get there, you know, sooner rather than later, with more light and love, easier and faster. So a new common sense is going global. That's the theme I'm going into here. And I begin with an infographic at the top by Lynn McTaggart. Now, some of you who are follow, you know, luminary leaders, you might say, of the Aquarian movement. Some would call it the New Age movement. I call it, you know, the Great Awakening movement. You know, Lynn McTaggart has been one of the key luminaries for the last since 2012 or before. And she's done two books. I've had her on the show a couple times, and I'm going to reference this quote here with this understanding of what we talked about on the show with two of her books, one called The Field and another called The Bond. We're talking about the, you know, the quantum field and the bond, you know, of all connected, you know, how we're all connected in this quantum field. And there's two different books she did, brilliant understanding of quantum reality, quantum science, and the implications of it. So this quote from her is that, to quote, "The power of mass intention may ultimately be the force that shifts the tide towards repair and renewal of the planet." Again, this is Lynn McTaggart. And she's also famous for her intention workshops, or, you know, the understanding of how groups of people, the powers of intention with groups of eight, and, you know, like creating mandalas of people that have, you know, basically common intention. You might say common sense within any field of, you know, collective consciousness. The power of intention may ultimately be the force that shifts the tide towards repair and renewal of the planet. So, this, you know, this is Earth Day today. So let's kind of tune into this understanding of how pure intention, you know, focuses our attention with love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full spectrum comprehension. I know that's a mouthful, but you know, it's kind of in a synopsis. That is the, you know, you might say the keynote for accelerated evolutionary ascension. It begins with pure intention. So I begin with a little bit of a commentary where I say, you know, with vision, the people thrive. Without it, you know, perish the thought, focus on pure intention. You know, I mean, we've all heard, without vision, the people perish. When we're putting it in the positive, you know, with vision, the people thrive. But without it, you know, perish the thought, focus pure intention. Pure intention is the heart of global common sense repair and renewal, as Lynn McTaggart says in her quote. So what kind of world do we want, folks? I mean, is it true that global humanity prefers health and peace over disease and war? I mean, are you aware of the Great Awakening that's going mainstream very fast? And would you agree that economic reset requires conscientious common sense? So based on your response to that, you know, consider this quote by the chief architect of the Constitution, who said, Mrs. James Madison, who said, quote, "Conscience is the most sacred of all property." So how we involve and evolve our individual and collective common sense, you know, conscientious common sense, is how we are either upwising and uprising or not so much. I mean, so this article was authored just a few days ago on the solar eclipse, April 19th. And I've added to it, as I always do, you know, when after I post something, I get feedback, articles and videos from different people in the HeartCom network, share them, and quite often I'll include them, and I'll reference that as I get into the show today. But the solar eclipse was, I mean, you know, as I referenced here in the narrative, the newsletter, there's an eclipse tonight. This is April 19th. So this newsletter reflects the dynamic whereby humanity's collective common sense, the sun, is eclipsed by mainstream insanity, as in lunatics. You know, so, you know, what's going on with an eclipse, which is known throughout history of kind of negative, they don't have to be, but they are, can be kind of a shock to the system, especially those who are really sensitive. Now, this is well understood and documented, but on a full moon, people quite often get emotionally unstable. I mean, there's plenty of research that has documented that, you know, as far as accidents that happen and people going into the hospital with mental conditions or whatever. But anyway, fortunately, in the cosmic scheme of things, you know, the eclipse is a temporary phenomenon, but it does last. The effects, you know, 3 days before an eclipse to 3 days after, there is kind of a tremor in the force because this eclipsing of the sun, you know, by the moon in a new moon, you know, when the new moon and the sun are conjunct, when they're exactly conjunct, you have an eclipse where the moon blocks out the rays of the sun. So you might say this is metaphoric for the eclipsing of our source. You know, we lose our source connection. So you might say we lose our sanity, our wholeness, or the common sense of solar unity and diversity, you know, the source of all light and life, you know, in our solar system, you know, when it's eclipsed, it's kind of a tremor in the force. But again, it's more or less of a temporary thing. Again, some people are more sensitive than others. So here we are on Earth Day now, April 22nd, 2023. And, you know, there is a kind of an understanding, and there's a thought form that I have on the graphic of someone that's got an adult who's got the earth in his hands, handing the earth to a child. In other words, the future, you know, the future of the earth, you know, will be our children. So, you know, the Earth Day, you know, the love of our Mother Earth and providing the wholeness and healing, blessing and sealing of the earth, that spirit, as we hand it off to the next generation. So it's kind of a thought form graphic that I've included. And I actually used this graphic at the top of my previous newsletter that was called Evolution, Revolution, Revelations with the Spirit that Matters. And those that are interested who haven't seen the previous newsletter, that was back on Easter. So it's kind of like an Easter resurrection and global, you know, revelations theme, evolution, revolution, revelations with the Spirit that Matters. So back to the present, the preface to this, you know, common sense going global newsletter today. I did a little preface with a little poetry, you might say, the quickening as mass awakening in the larger scheme of eternal progression. It is pure intention that prevents regression, you know, the eclipse of our source connection. By focusing attention with love retention for conscious ascension in 5+ dimensions of full spectrum enlightened comprehension. The quickening as mass awakening. So, back to the main theme here. A new common sense is going global. So, Thomas Paine's Common Sense was the most successful political pamphlet in history that sparked the American Revolution with a timely vision of virtue and valor for the victory over the tyranny in their day. It sparked the revolution against tyranny in their day. Today, we have the computer internet revolution that has created an instant everywhere and interactive global village that's now maturing with a new common sense of global netizens, global citizens, global netizens who are networking for the net worth of net reality with general enlightenment of both the crisis and the opportunity. You know, there's good and there's bad going on. There's lots of it right now. And of course, you know, serenity prayer, you know, having the discernment to know the difference, you know, is warranted. So, I mean, after 3 years of global crisis by way of mass perception, deception, and the lamestream media, enlightened netizens have witnessed, you know, enlightened netizens who get alternative reality truth-telling, you know, on the internet, they've witnessed, at least the enlightened netizens have witnessed, that many of us who have preferred comforting lies for our health and security rather than unpleasant truths that expose the big lie of crisis capitalism for profit and power without constitutional principle. That's a mouthful, I know. So I sum it up with a cartoon, and there's two booths, and one booth, and there's a cartoon with two different booths, and one booth is called Comforting Lies, and the other booth is called Unpleasant Truths And almost all the people are lined up under comforting lies, because that's what we've seen the last 3 years. And I'll reference that, you know, this is the dynamic that's going on. So global humanity, you might say, has succeeded on planet Earth to the point where systemic corruption is being exposed as a divisive dialectic that creates and manages a dystopian dis-ease and disinformation by way of powerful special interests that have a vested interest in keeping common sense and control from people, not of, by, and for the people. That's referring to all of us as united sovereigns of Earth, or united netizens of Earth, united sovereigns of Earth. So at this point in the newsletter narrative, I have a cartoon called Breaking News, and it's got Pinocchio with a big nose that's got lies on it, you know, Pfizer lies. There's a Pfizer and an FDA-approved symbol in the kind of graphic. You can click on that and go to an article on breaking news about what's being exposed about Pfizer. And, you know, most people listening to the show today are aware that Pfizer lied and the FDA lied. I mean, big time, big nose on Pinocchio, you know, big lies, and well documented now. And, you know, common sense may be uncommon, but it's becoming more common as the Great Awakening, you know, picks up speed. So in response to all the corruption and disruption of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, a new common sense is emerging among global netizens who are networking for the net worth of unity in our diversity as our global net reality. Common sense, unity and diversity. You know, we are one. One for all and all for one. So there's a graphic here that says common sense is so rare these days, it should be considered a superpower. Now that's, you know, like I say, common sense is uncommon. The most powerful special interests in the world have a vested interest in keeping it that way. So it's become rare. It should be considered a superpower. Because why? Well, it connects us with the vision of virtue and valor for the victory of, you know, that overcomes dense, unconscious, and heartless, as in duh. So it's a common sense of pure intention, again, that focuses attention with love retention for 5D plus comprehension and ascension. I mean, love is the key, geometric order, divinity. We all know that God is love. Now, frames of reference for that, geometrically ordered divinity, the love model, I provide, and I have a link there on the God code. God code is, you might say, sacred geometry. And I'm going to go into sacred geometry in a little bit of this presentation, which, because there's some brilliant stuff in this following video that I have at this point. And this is from the Thrive, from the Thrive movement. And, brilliant video. And as you watch this video, and I'm not going to play it. It's called The Geometry of Life. It's on sacred geometry. And it's on, again, it's a YouTube video that you can watch. I think it's about 8 minutes long, but it's brilliant. And it explains, I mean, you know, so keep in mind as you watch this, because it explains how our galaxy is a giant torus field, as is our sun. The Earth is a giant torus field. Your brain cells and every atom in your body every atom in the universe is a torus field. There's a field. There's energy fields, and this goes into it: spirit into matter, the geometry of life. And this is Foster Gamble of the Thrive Movement. Is one of the original videos that got the Thrive Movement going. I had Foster Gamble on the radio show about. It was right after they launched in 2011. I think it was early 2012. So that would have been about 11 years ago. And anyway, this video is brilliant. It says it better than any other video I've found on the geometry of spirit into matter and the dance, the flow of that spirit in matter with the spirit that matters, the spirit that matters. And this is a dynamic, an understanding that is fascinating. There's three videos you can watch. There's the Besides this, there's the original Thrive video, and that's for free. There's a link on that. There's a Thrive 2 trailer, and then the Thrive 2 movie. So if this fascinates you and you have the time and you really want to take a deep dive into the understanding of the Thrive movement worldwide, which has really been a big change event for the collective consciousness of the planet, there are something like 65 million people worldwide that have watched these videos. Okay, I'm getting a drink there. So this is followed by another amazing video called The Eye of the Universe, Fractal Zoom. Now, it's a Mandelbrot fractal pattern that goes, you know, and it zooms. It's like a continuous speed going into these fractals, like it's zooming in to fractals within fractals within fractals, which is, you know, the holographic universe is how it's organized. There are basically three different energy fields in the universe that create these fractal holographic, you know, patternings to create all matter, you know, the manifestation of all matter. There's right dynamic energy fields, there's round magnetic energy fields, and there's radiant energy fields. So these right dynamic, linear, it's like the linear left brain letter of the law, the round magnetic energy fields, like it's like the nonlinear spherical spirit of the law. And you got radiant energy fields, it's like the synergy and the trinity of the first two. And they all interact, you might say, in different fields within fields to geometrize matter. And the video, the Thrive video, goes into that, explains that. This gives a different window into it, like you're zooming into the holographic universe. And the music with this video is wonderful. It's just, I mean, I highly recommend, excuse me, taking 5 minutes. I mean, you can put this video on in the background and just listen to the music, you know, while you're making dinner or just, you know, doing something around your office or whatever. It's really nice music. I highly recommend people that are actually have pulled up this video. And if you're watching, excuse me, I'm going to have to get another drink here. I'm getting too excited. My lymph nodes are eliminating. All right. A lot of cosmic fire there. Clearing the lymph nodes. My throat, my chest. So you have this video that you can watch the audio and listen to the audio while you're scanning. I mean, you can turn the audio on in this video and you can listen to that while you scan down through the rest of this compendium, this newsletter, reading the other material, the other videos that are available, and some of them are amazing. This week was an amazing week for original. I got a catch on my throat. This was an amazing week for origination of videos and audios and infographics and just material. There's been a flood since the first of the year of just a lot of brilliant creative stuff. That's why I call it the year of the 2023 mainstream awakening. And this is the type of video that you can watch for a few minutes and just kind of do the zoom, fractals into fractals, going deeper and deeper with this really nice music. And then as you kind of get in the zone with this fractal zoom, and while you're still listening to the music, you can scroll down and read the rest of this, and you can read what's available, you know, in the rest of this compendium. So you can decide which videos and articles that really speak to you, you know, that you want to see. And maybe some people, that's all they want to see is the cartoons. And you just, you know, you scan down while you're listening to the music on this, which is really nice. And you're kind of, you can, like I say, if you watch for a minute or two, you know, the zooming in effect with this fractal zoom video, you can get into the zone to where then, like I say, you can scroll on down while the music is still playing, and it maintains that sense of you're zooming into different windows of the holographic universe, which are these different videos, articles, cartoons, and you can just scan down through there while you're kind of in the zone and customize your own personal multimedia show. And again, this is those who are listening to the podcast, which is usually up within about 48 hours. And you can then pause at any time, of course, the Fractal Zoom video, and then watch these other videos or watch, you know, there's cartoons that you can watch, I mean, look at, and some good articles that you that are linked that you can click on and read. So some people will find that as a as an interesting way, a good way to create their own multimedia show, is that when they get to this video and playing this music as they're watching it for a few minutes and then just scrolling on down to take inventory of a smorgasbord, you might say, of food for thought. The smorgasbord of food for thought, there's a bunch of stuff. Some of it's brilliant. I have some people that will watch one of the videos, like one of the Thrive video above, and get a taste of some of the quality of the information as far as what's really going on in the quantum field. And this is really, as we move into Aquarius, there is an we're moving into a sector of Aquarius that is known for accelerated enlightenment. And if you think about it, the last 100 years we've been moving through the galactic plane with the precession of the equinox. It is called the great transition of the in the precession of the equinox. Our solar system, actually, as it goes around the galaxy in about a 230 million year cycle, as it goes around the galaxy, it's not orbiting like in a circle. Since it's going around, it's like it creates a sine wave curve. And our solar system in this sine wave curve is going around our galaxy, going up and below, you know, in a sine wave curve below the galactic plane. And then as it crosses the galactic plane of hundreds of millions of stars in a, like a pancake around, you know, the great central sun, and the Earth is about two-thirds of the way out, our solar system is about two-thirds of the way out. So it's going around, you know, the galaxy and in a sine wave curve. And we've just come up through the galactic plane the last 100 years, why we've gone from horse and buggy to space age in 100 years, because we've been in alignment. Our solar system has been in alignment with the galactic plane of hundreds of thousands of stars. Hundreds of millions of stars in alignment with the great central sun of our galaxy. And the photonic light, light carries intelligence. The light from the great central sun is it's magnified by hundreds of millions of other, I've heard the estimate of 350 to 400 million solar systems in our, you know, suns in our galaxy. And the energy of that photonic light, as our solar system passed through the galactic plane the last 100 years, everything is accelerated, including consciousness and the rate of change and general enlightenment. And we're moving into Aquarius, where it's like a unified field of quantum reality, quantum science. You know, the quantum field of it's all connected, instant everywhere, interactive, you know, quantum field. Unity in all diversity, you know, the unified field. So what's happened and what's happening, you know, on the Earth right now is that light brings up all unlike itself. We've come through the Piscean Age, but all the dregs of Pisces are right on the surface. You know, it's like light brings up this, you know, all that is resisting and resenting, you know, you might say the victory of more light and Aquarian love, easier and faster. More light and love, easier and faster. That's one of my favorite affirmations. So we're in a really unique stage in Earth's evolution, and it's changing very fast. So I just wanted to emphasize this. This is one of the most amazing videos on this for a meditation on the fractal order of the holographic universe. I want to thank Charles Dominic for sharing this fractal geometry music video, which is, again, a window into the pattern of the holographic universe. So welcome to the internet, and there's an infographic that shows how it's of the same pattern, the brain cell and the universe. There's a pattern in the universe that is almost exactly like the pattern of brain cells, and very close to a pattern of what the internet looks like as like far as the neural networking of the global mind. It's just amazing, the similarity in the patterning. So that infographic referenced that, as in as above, so below in the holographic field. Keep in mind that the body itself is a holographic field. And there are many fields within the auric field around the body is commonly imaged with Kirlian photography. So there's a very strong holographic field around one's heart. When you are heart coherent, the power of love. And heart coherence is a harmonic. It's a fractal algorithm of the heart rhythm when it's in the frequency of holy compassion and joy. It's actually a frequency, heart coherence. And it is, when I talked about there are three energies in the fractal order of the holographic universe that are universal, the right dynamic, round magnetic, and radiant energy. Well, heart coherence is the round magnetic energy, is the coherence factor, the oneness factor, which is all through the universe, from the atomic to the galactic. And that heart coherence factor is the power of love. And I have a whole website on that subject and the influence of that when we center and connect with that understanding of that power. And the Ho'oponopono Hawaiian process of tuning into that heart coherent power of love. There's an article with videos on that you might find interesting. So it's heart coherence that empowers the brain holodeck. There's a strong holographic field around the heart, and when it is heart coherent, it empowers the brain holodeck, the holographic field between the hemispheres of the brain as optimizes mind congruence, 5D self-actualized. And there are links there going into that. This compendium is really like a book, and there's a lot of these links that are like chapters of the book that you can go. If you're not familiar with the terms I'm using, those are most people on my newsletter list have been on my list for more than 5 years, so they can look at the links I provide. They don't have to click on it; they know exactly what the videos and what I'm linking to. So this is a way of basically doing shorthand. With links that if you don't understand the shorthand, you can click on the links and get it. So what we're talking about, this heart coherence for mind congruence, is the creative ascent process, the capstone, CAP, creative ascent process. And this is really the understanding of your internet gateway, the inner tech gateway, like IT, inner tech gateway for navigating the internet with effective sensory perception as an ESP. So there's nothing extra about effective sensory perception when you have it. And that's referencing the unified field connection, God, love, however you want to, source connection, the understanding of the connection with all that is, the instant everywhere interactive net reality that is going global with a new common sense in the Aquarian age. Back to that theme of common sense and resurrecting the earth in the frequencies of Aquarian light and love. So there's a video at this point of the narrative of the video of the newsletter, and this video is called CIA Declassified, the Gateway Process. So I was just referring to this understanding of the gateway, to the inner tech gateway for navigating inner space, for effective sensory perception. Well, this is a video which is basically a do-it-yourself video, and it's mind-blowing. It's the CIA's classified space-time travel system that you can learn. You can really learn this. And it's you know, it's amazing. This video is kind of cartoony. It's kind of humorous. They stepped it down, but it talks about a process that was developed at the Monroe Institute with hemispheric syncing, and there it goes through the science of it and how basically they've developed a process for how you can center and connect and leave your body and go, you know, basically nav, you know, where do you want to go in cosmos today? You know, like, where do you want to go on the internet? You know, like the World Wide Web of consciousness. Where do you want to go? You know, beyond the internet to the internet. You know, so this is a whole thing in itself. Some people will be fascinated by this. Other people, if it doesn't resonate, just don't go there. I mean, it's some pretty amazing stuff for those who are interested in navigating the inner space. You know, the fractal order of the holographic universe and getting into the quantum field, understanding how it's all connected. And you can prep your mind, you know, set and setting where you can basically prepare yourself, you know, as you go to sleep to, you know, basically slip the surly bounds of time and space. And what do you want to learn? Where do you want to go? You know? So related coordinates for this navigating the internet, I've included with four different links. One's on the Prime Directive, one's on the Aquarian Quantum Age, and for more information on this global quantum shift, there's also an article on the dimensional shift that's going on globally and the Aquarian frequency shift. You know, the language of Aquarian Age is not, you know, is light, it's frequency, and so there's links that you can go into that from there. So I go on to say, you know, what you think about, you bring about. I mean, we think in images and symbols or patterns of associate feelings, you know, as in emotion and attitude. And as a general rule, the male practice of linear logical left brain dominant thinking, you know, as alphas are genetically wired to do, it is complementary to nonlinear intuitive feelings of a dominant right brain nature. So either strength, left brain or right brain, in excess is a weakness. So hemispheric balance is a perceptual virtue, not smart without heart. So we each have these cognitive abilities. We each have a left brain and a right brain. Some of us, you know, women tend to be more right brain dominant than men. They tend to be more on their heart as a general rule than men. Men tend to be more left brain logical. Then when I say men, I should say alphas, because you get alpha females who are more left brain dominant, you know, linear logical letter of the law. So we've all got these different left brain, right brain cognitive abilities. And when you visualize something that you want, you really want to engage both hemispheres with a feeling of joy and expectation and anticipation as if you already achieved whatever you're visualizing in your left brain. So you set the matrix in the continuum for a self-correcting, self-fulfilling prophecy, whereby we get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not. You know, it's like cosmic law. You know, where is your pure intention taking you? How are you focusing attention with your pure intention? Is there love retention as you focus attention with pure intention? You know, are you having, in the process, are you experiencing the joy of conscious ascension, you know, with love retention as you focus attention with pure intention? So we're talking about personal and planetary hemispheric balance, the biomimicry holographic model of your personal brain holodeck, you know, left and right hemispheres, and the holographic model of social network community in our collective global brain holodeck. You know, social networks are like, every social network is like, has a field, you know, you might say, or, you know, it's like has a common sense field, and how you culture conscience with the language of consciousness in the field, the language of light of consciousness as consciousness, which I go into on the link provided on the global brain holodeck. And this is will be really significant, this understanding in the Aquarian age of how we're all connected, you know, fields within fields, social networks within social networks. But how you can be part of a social network whereby 100 or 1,000 or 1,000,000 people can be responding at the same time with the language of consciousness, the language of light, that can be represented, you know, in this cosmic cube, from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, you know, brightness scale, color spectrum, and depth dimension, three numbers in sequence, creating a dot in the cube. And that cosmic cube, as far as cross-reference, frame of reference for the first principles of cosmic law, the language, you know, the language of light in the holodeck, from upper brain to lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, and rear brain, brightness scale, color spectrum, and depth of meaning, value, and purpose of any image at one moment on at time, or one moment in a video, whereby you can see and you can respond with three numbers in sequence, creating a dot in the cube. And you can go back and see that how the collective consciousness reads out in a video, you know, and with the feedback, how the collective consciousness reads out in a field of dots in the cube. And what that says in regard to the context of the video at that time, context in meeting, so that people can create a new video referencing the collective consciousness that came together on the point that was made. In other words, involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience, with a capital C, as in conscious of how we are conscious, or E equals MC squared, where C is the speed of light, and as we become conscious of how we are conscious, all time and space become relative. So believe it or not, and to think about this, you know, as far as the holographic order of the universe, visual language evolved in the West with, and this is back to Lynn McTaggart, in her book, you know, in the book, The Bond and the Field, a book on the field, where she explained during the show when I interviewed her about 7 years ago, that visual language evolved in the West with the reading of symbolic letters that make symbolic words from left to right, because Westerners are left brain dominant. They read left to right. Just as Easterners evolved their visual language by way of calligraphy pictograms that read from right to left because they're right brain dominant, and they read from right to left. So this understanding of the hemispheres of consciousness and the hemispheres of the earth is a profound understanding of the holographic universe, and we are in the universe, we are in the world, and the world hemispheres of the world are within us. They resonate in our hemispheres. There's a law of correspondence there, as above, so below. It's called biomimicry, you know, as within the hemispheres of the brain, so the hemispheres of the earth. This is the understanding, again, of the holographic universe, holographic fields within fields, which is the subject of the show today, with a new common sense, the understanding of this new common sense of quantum science, quantum reality, quantum field. Quantum fields within fields. So there's an article that goes more into it in depth as far as hemispheric consciousness. It's an hour and a half video. It's more intellectual by some big mucky mucks, Oxford University and other places, you know, that it's pretty intellectual, you know, high-end stuff, but it has some brilliant windows into this understanding of left and right brain attributes for a discussion of the nature of reality, you know, this understanding of left and right brain reality. So the laws of the holographic universe frame the first principles of quantum law with geometric ordered divinity code. And I provide a link on that source code. You can say this, you might say this is an understanding of sacred geometry. You know, God is love and is forgiving. So again, understanding the quantum order of the universe, how the health of the whole body can be seen in the eyes, you know, iridology. And it can be reflexed in the feet, you know, reflexology, and analyzed with ancient Oriental face diagnosis. They have understood how the whole body reflexes like this for thousands of years ago, you know, in China. And again, it's been ignored in the West because it's left brain dominant oriented, and it's lockstep, that compartmentalized thinking and creating standards, community standard medicine, the drugs per symptom. So acupuncture, homeopathy, naturopathy, all of these other modalities that were the standard for the last 2,000 years since Hippocrates came on the scene and talked about, you know, this understanding of of natural healing in a universal sense, holistic sense, in a holistic sense. We've come a long way since then, and we've got kind of a medical tyranny going on right now. So it's good to understand that the holographic order of the universe in all its holistic systemic glory can thus be seen at all levels and in all dimensions of manifestation, from your physiology to your psychology. Now, I go through a model of that in the newsletter, and I'm so far in the show today, I've been going through all this positive stuff. Before I go into understanding of big tests in the world today, you know, balancing the polarity, the polarization going on to dissipate the divisiveness that are, you know, that's going on in the world. I thought I'd begin with this understanding of light and love and hemispheric balance and biomimicry, you know, basically the order of the universe, you know, written in our inward parts. And I go into this basically with then finishing up with some Megatron models for restoring sovereignty in the mainstream matrix, you know, the how best government is the self-government, the best education is self-education, you know, the best healthcare is self-care. Or as Jefferson said, if people let the government decide what foods they eat and what medicines they take, their bodies will soon be in as a sorry a state as are the souls who live under tyranny. So I go into now some stuff that's going on in the world that a lot of people aren't getting in the mainstream media. Kind of the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo as the deep shift, energy shift hits the Aquarian fan. As the frequencies of Aquarius go mainstream, provide a power shift chart, which gives the big picture of the shift that's going on. Basically, the point, as I go into a lot of cartoons now in this section, a lot of cartoons and, you know, some great infographics, some incredible videos, some amazing videos that you can watch on your own. Again, if you go to the link for the show, the show material, the show links, you can follow along with the videos and articles. Some of these videos are amazing. One of the, I mean, I could talk about another hour of these other videos, but I'm going to be doing a wrap simply because it's just too much. It's just too much. People can only handle so much. You can, like I say, you can check out with the music video. You can check out while you're listening to the music. You can check out the different videos and articles. Customize your own multimedia show. So anyway, so much for the Cosmic Far Side of Cosmic Love. But by God's grace and God's time will be common sense in the quantum age. So welcome the spirit of a new common sense that's going global. And keep in mind that Swedish Flower Pollen Extract is sponsoring the show. If you want more vim, vigor, and vitality with nature's most perfect whole food concentrate for building the immune system, then help yourself to information on that. Hopefully you've heard something today that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith. See the good, make it so. Dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change you want to see. So happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love. Thank you.